This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The European Union on Wednesday imposed new sanctions against Russia for its war against Ukraine. The new sanctions are targeting countries where businesses have used loopholes in previous sanctions to continue to trade with Russia. The 27-nation EU had previously imposed 10 rounds of sanctions against Russian companies while freezing assets and imposing travel bans on more than 1,000 officials. The new sanctions are aimed at keeping key war-related materials and goods from reaching Russia via nations that trade with the EU, but have also maintained a business-as-usual relationship with Moscow. European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the new sanctions will deal a further blow to President Vladimir Putin's war machine. The race against time to find a submersible that disappeared on its way to the Titanic wreckage site entered a new phase of desperation on Thursday morning. Rescuers have rushed more ships and vessels to the site of the disappearance of the Titan, hoping underwater sounds they detected for a second straight day Wednesday might help narrow their search. The Titan lost contact with its support vessel nearly 2 hours after it submerged Sunday morning. Based on its 96-hour capacity, rescue crews have until early Thursday morning to pull the Titan to the surface before its air supply runs out, if the vessel has not suffered catastrophic damage beforehand. U.S. President Joe Biden hosts Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi for talks Thursday at the White House. The administration released a statement saying Prime Minister Modi's visit will strengthen the two countries' shared resolve to a free, open, prosperous, and secure Indo-Pacific. In a rare move for the Indian leader, Modi and Biden are scheduled to appear at a joint news conference Thursday. Modi is also due to give an address to a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. The events will close with a state dinner at the White House. This is VOA News. Authorities in northwestern China say 31 people have been killed and 7 injured in a massive cooking gas explosion at a barbecue restaurant in the city of Yinchuan. The official Xinhua News Agency said the blast tore through the establishment Wednesday evening on a busy street in the capital of the traditionally Muslim autonomous region. The disaster happened on the eve of the Dragon Boat Festival, a national holiday devoted to eating rice dumplings and racing boats manned by teams of paddlers. The cause of the blast is under investigation. Agence France-Presse says 9 people, including the restaurant's owner, have been detained by police, quoting Chinese state media. Industrial accidents occur regularly in China, usually because of poor oversight, corruption, and lax safety practices. A U.S. Senate subcommittee is asking executives from the PGA Tour, Saudi Golf Interest, and LIV Golf to testify as Congress investigates the shocking business deal that upended the sport. Senator Richard Blumenthal announced Wednesday that the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations would hold a hearing on July 11th to examine the PGA Tour's agreement to merge with Saudi Arabia's Sovereign Wealth Fund and the European Tour. Among those invited to testify are PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan, Saudi Public Investment Fund Governor Yasser Al-Rumayyan, and LIV CEO Greg Norman. The PGA Tour said in a statement that it looked forward to appearing to answer questions about the framework agreement. Australia's Internet Safety Watchdog on Thursday threatened to fine Twitter for failing to tackle online abuse. E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman Grant said the platform was now responsible for 1 in 3 complaints about online hate speech reported in Australia. Inman Grant said Twitter had 28 days to show it was serious about tackling the problem or face fines of $475,000 for every day it missed the deadline. She said billionaire Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter last October had coincided with a spike in toxicity and hate. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture has issued its first ever approvals for the sale of lab-grown meat. California-based Upside Foods and Good Meat have been competing to be the first in the U.S. to sell meat that doesn't come from slaughtered animals. The so-called cultivated meat is grown in steel tanks using cells that come from a living animal, a fertilized egg, or a special bank of stored cells. The goal is to eliminate harm to animals and drastically reduce the environmental impacts of raising them. The meat will initially be sold only at upscale restaurants. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.